Welcome to the August 25th, 2013 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. And today we're going to be talking about how do we stay focused on designing the world we want? How do we keep from getting divided? There continues to be much confusion and disagreement about the nature and the purpose of the state. Now, that's an obvious conversation to have. And if there really was such a thing as open discussion in this country, we would be having it. Which is why I heard a pundit reply in the negative, that is to say, the fact that there is still lack of clarity about the nature and the purpose of the state, is why I heard a pundit reply in the negative when asked whether the August 14th massacres by the Egyptian state could have been predicted. So let's ask ourselves, what is the purpose of the state? Last week, we said that the state and the wage work system are two ways of saying the same thing. And a cursory look at the question tells us that power does not want us to think of our core societal role as anything more than worker. And by core societal role, I mean how we feed ourselves. That's pretty core. Now, most of us seem to believe, although in the absence of ongoing direct discussions in our communities, this is difficult to gauge, seem to believe, because we're taught to think this, that it has to be this way, that we must be stripped of our gifts, if any exist, for society to function efficiently. No one wants to do the drudgery, so some must be trained to, is how the logic goes. And egoism being what it is, as Plato schooled power to see, the majority we need to end rule is easily confused into thinking that the drudgery work is not for me, but you, and that my gifts place me naturally above the majority. And we then work hard our whole life long to prove it. And power is left alone to rule us. So seeing that equivalency, regardless of its imagined legitimacy or not, seeing that the state constructs us such that we are conditioned to relinquish our authentic power and get to work, thereby helping to reproduce the set of terms by which power is aggregated in the state, that the point of the coerced renunciation of our power, our unique earth gifts, is to make us easier to control, easier to manipulate on those strings or treadmill, make us processed versus crude fuel to light the theater, the stage, on which the few can play pretend at being philosopher, king, statesman, means, as Plato put it, that the state exists to keep the cattle herded, unquote, and not to help its, quote unquote, people develop their earth-given gifts and cultivate within themselves the infinite, as the ancestors who wanted each one of us to be as big as possible, and who I believe we should emulate, told us. Recall Maxim Gorky's words, quote, "I know the time will come when people will wonder at their own beauty, when each will be like a star to all the others, and the best people will be accounted those whose hearts are most capable of embracing the world and of loving it, those who are most free, for in them lies the greatest beauty." And I believe those words, "those who are most free," should be deeply pondered. Why is it that those whose hearts are most capable of embracing the world and of loving it are the most free? And we'll be touching on that question today.